City and town leaders across the state say they're disappointed with a new proposal in the legislature that's supposed to help them close their local budget gaps. The measure would allow cities and towns to impose a local 2% tax on restaurant meals and increase other taxes as well. That part is welcomed by the mayors and town managers, but as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, they're upset the proposal doesn't include ways for them to save money by redesigning health coverage plans for city and town workers.
Under the proposal, cities and towns would be able to raise the tax on hotel rooms from 4% now to 8%. People renting vacation homes would have to pay those taxes too. And the phone companies, which until now have not had to pay property taxes on the land around their lines and their cell towers, would have to pay those taxes like everybody else. Mark Drayson, executive director of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, says the fact that the legislature came out with this report makes it likely that it will pass many of these proposals.
Whenever a special commission of the House and Senate comes out with a plan, I think the presumption is that some parts of it, or a lot of parts of it, are going to pass.
But when the report was presented at the State House yesterday, Representative Alice Peisch, a Democrat from Wellesley who worked on the report, expressed doubt that the legislature would actually vote for the plan because the House recently voted to raise the sales tax.
I have to say I'm concerned that because of the fact that we have already addressed taxes in the House budget, that the support for the local options on the meals tax will probably be very hard to get through.
And the report does not recommend giving mayors and town managers the one thing they've been saying for years would help them save the most money, the power to redesign the health coverage of police officers, firefighters, and teachers. Right now, unlike the state, cities and towns need the approval of the unions to raise copays, deductibles, or the share of premiums employees have to pay. But Senator Bruce Tarr, the Republican whip who served on the commission, is optimistic that the legislature will give communities greater leeway in designing their employees' health care plans.
Legislators, regardless of party, regardless of geographic location, understand that cities and towns are coming to grips with a crisis that's as large locally as it is on a statewide level, and they need additional tools. And I think there's a strong, strong desire in the legislature to provide those tools. And of all of the issues that are in this report, there are a few that rise to the level of importance in terms of their impact as insurance, and health insurance in particular.
Thanks to its thriving Latino community, Chelsea has seen a proliferation of restaurants. Chelsea's city manager, Jay Ash, can see some of them across the street from his office in City Hall. Ash believes the restaurant tax could go a long way to closing his city's $3 million budget deficit this year. He says the proposal in the legislature, with all the local taxes being suggested, could bring in about $2 million a year for his city.
But it doesn't go far enough to help us with one of the major problems that we have, and that's health insurance. Just as an example, when I became city manager in 2000, the city was paying about 5.5% of its budget in health insurance payments for municipal employees. This current fiscal year that I'm planning for in FY10, that number is almost 13%.
Ash says it's tough for him to go to taxpayers and say to them that he needs them to pay more taxes when those taxes are going to cover the ever-increasing costs of employee health benefits.
It's one thing to say to taxpayers, I need more money to fix roads, or I need more money to put more police on the street, or I need more money to keep teachers in the classroom. But it's very difficult for them to understand when they don't see as good a health insurance benefit, when they don't see as good a pension benefit, why they should pay their hard-earned dollars to help subsidize a system which appears to be overly generous.
The Special Commission is recommending that cities and towns with high health care costs be forced to negotiate plans with their unions that would lower insurance costs. If they don't lower those costs, local governments would pay a penalty by losing state aid. Mayors and town managers say that puts them under pressure to reach an agreement with unions that might lower health insurance costs, but they worry that the unions would exact concessions elsewhere that would end up costing city and town budgets more money overall. And that's what makes several mayors and town managers say no proposal would be better than this proposal. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.